Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program launching into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. The features there, we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We start things up by going right into the phone calls. It is Thomas in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live, Thomas. Thomas, sounded like he hung up. Thomas,
yeah, what do Fwad do for a living?
Fwad, that's a good question. I don't know. Do you?
No. What? Did he have a criminal background?
Not according to the article. No.
No. Now, what you're referencing is what we spent the entire last hour talking about—a man who was tasered and then shot to death by the police for having his skin falling off of his arms and sitting
being
in a
car wreck.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought 9/11 was an inside job, so they went after him.
You think so?
Well, you—that's pretty paranoid.
9/11 was an inside job.
Goodbye. 800-259-9231. That's really persuasive, by the way. I mean, for those of you who are crackpot conspiracy theorists and believe
that
kind of
stuff, he necessarily is. He's just a crank.
Okay.
There's no—you can't draw any conclusions. What I would like to say is, he asked if Fwad had a criminal record. I have a criminal record. I am a convicted felon. Is it okay for the police to shoot me for no reason at all? How about my family? If they're out with me, is
you know
that okay?
That's how they would paint you. You know that's how they would paint you. It would the news reports that would come out would say, "Well, the police reported that this man who was shot to death by the police earlier today was a former murderer."
Yep, convicted felon.
Yep, convicted felon.
Years ago.
Right.
But I don't think that matters. It maybe matters a little, but I don't think we should write it off, even if he was a convicted felon of some sort.
800-259-9231. We'll continue covering the justice system here in a few moments. Let's continue, though, with your calls. Ziggy in the United Kingdom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Before I ask the two questions I want to about Ron Paul,
sure.
I just want to say to Mark, sorry if this sounds condescending, but you're a great example to show that rehabilitation works.
Yeah, I don't know about the term rehabilitation or whatever, but basically I understood that there was punishment out there for bad actions, and that made me realize, wow, good actions work. And so I started on a life of doing good actions instead. But
yeah.
Thank you.
I made a mistake earlier in my life, and I did about 6 months in jail. And, turned my life around.
Yep,
very good.
Lots of people out there like that.
You don't want to go back, that's for sure.
Yeah. Anyways, I've got two questions about Ron Paul, concerning Ron Paul.
Sure.
First of all, do you think the late, great Bill Hicks would have liked him? And
Bill Hicks is?
Off the hand.
He's a comedian, or was a comedian. He died, was it cancer that took him?
Yeah, 1994.
Yeah, he was really sort of an up-and-coming comedian from the Austin, I think it was the Austin, Texas area.
Yeah, that's right. He was actually probably more popular over here than he was in the States.
Very libertarian comedy. Probably one of the more libertarian comics to ever grace the stage.
One of his greatest lines was about marijuana, the fact that it grows naturally upon the earth. Isn't it unnatural to ban it?
Certainly is. And he's still, you can go to YouTube and punch up Bill Hicks and find all kinds of great clips.
Yeah, he really was very, he was beyond a stand-up comedian. He just went out and told what basically was on his mind.
Hmm.
The other question is, what do you think about anybody outside the United States supporting Ron Paul?
There's a huge amount of people outside of the United States. I mean, there are like the Canadians for Ron Paul, the Great Britons for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people everywhere around the world. They love this guy because they're sick and tired of this American interventionism where American troops are positioned in 130-plus countries around the world, of over 700 military bases. And, I wish Americans could just put themselves just for a moment in the position of the people in these other countries. Remember there was a story, Mark, a few weeks ago, where Ecuador was looking to, I guess, renew the lease, or the military was trying to renew the lease on their military base down, the U.S. military trying to renew the lease on their military base down in Ecuador. And Ecuador said, yeah, we're not so interested in having you guys stay here anymore, but we will let you stay if you let us open an Ecuadorian military base in Miami.
Right.
What do you think they said to that?
Absolutely not.
Right, because what would Americans do if Ecuador came in here with the best of intentions, you know, to help us keep our elections clean or whatever, and set the their own military base up here? How would Americans feel about that? Well, guess what? That's how the rest of the world feels about America, because we've got military bases in all of their countries. And so, of course, the rest of the world's excited about Ron Paul. He actually wants to end all that nonsense.
I have been told, though, by some Americans to mind my own effing business.
What, in regards to Ron Paul?
Yeah, you know, it's our, you know, basically this is an issue for America. You know, get lost.
It is your business. They made it your business by going and setting up a military
exactly,
base.
Exactly. I'd also say that if he is successful, then, you know, the message of liberty will go beyond the U.S. borders as it already has.
I absolutely agree. That's what
the hope was for America being the beacon of liberty, that it was at one point to some extent, and I would say that
it can be again.
Yeah, or more so. You know, I hate to say that America was the beacon of liberty. In some ways, people were freer at one point in our history than they are now.
Oh, and before I go, I did post something on your forum, which might interest Ian. He was going on about nudism the other day.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy in this country who keeps walking from Land's End to John O'Groats, which is the breadth of the country. But every time he enters Scotland, he and he does this naked, and every time he walks into Scotland, he gets arrested.
You know what? I actually had that guy's story up to do this hour. So we will talk about, as they call him, the Naked Rambler. He's been jailed for contempt of court. We'll get into the details. And Ziggy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. In fact, coming up later, we'll talk about a way that some people from outside of the country might be able to help out the Ron Paul campaign. Now, you're not allowed to contribute to the Ron Paul campaign if you're outside of the country, necessarily, but that doesn't mean you can't give money to somebody else who just happens to give it to Ron Paul. That's a possibility, right?
You would have to, there'd have to be trust in somebody to do such a thing.
That's true.
And that's not the way it was meant to be. It was, you know, obviously, you know, that would be somewhat devious, don't you think?
No. It's just an individual choosing to give his own money to the Ron Paul campaign. Where it came from is not an issue, right?
Well,
and that's why they have these campaign restrictions, right?
It's against the law. How's that?
I don't think... Is it against the law?
It's against the law for a foreigner to donate to a campaign.
But not against the law for someone to give you a gift and then for you to go and just give some money to a campaign as an American.
I guess that wouldn't be against the law, but it's certainly against the spirit of the law.
We'll be talking more about that here. I could give a damn about the law's spirit. In fact, I could give a damn about the law, but let's move on. We'll talk about the Naked Rambler here in a bit, but phone calls keep rolling in, so we go to those first. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, I think that's a great idea, because I have a little bit of family up in Canada. Hold on, let me turn down
the... That's always a good idea. Make sure you turn down your radios before you get on the air.
Sorry about that, guys.
Very good.
But that's a great idea. I mean, anybody along the Canadian border or the Mexican border or anywhere that has relatives around the world.
Sure.
I mean, I'll accept $2,300 even though I don't have that much.
Yeah, you know? I mean, as long as they trust you, then you're good to go. Or Ron Paul would be good to go, I guess, in that case.
Yeah, so people around the world could give money to people that live in this country and don't have that much money, and we could turn around and do what we want with it, because we're a free country, right?
Well, so they say. What else is on your mind tonight, Jeremy?
Oh, well, I guess that's about it for now.
Very good. Thanks for the call, dude. Let's go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Dave.
Hey, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, it's a cold night in Montana. Everybody's home calling in free talk.
Oh, yeah?
It's cold. It is cold.
It's
right
cold
now.
Up here, too. Was it like 10 this morning, Mark?
Some ridiculously low number. I can't believe it. Can't believe it.
Hey, that's that global warming, man.
There you go.
They've changed their battle plan on global warming. Now it's global climate change. So they can say, well, the weather's different than it was last year.
Anything that taxes us more.
Right. Well, change apparently never happened before human beings invented the combustion engine. The whole world was completely static until then. Dave, we're going to bring you back. You never had a chance to bring up why you were calling. We'll get back to you here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, coming up tomorrow, speaking of Ron Paul, Tomorrow is the Tea Party Day. Mm-hmm. We'll talk more about that. We'll tell you about the Naked Rambler. And we'll take your calls about anything. It is the last Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 14, 2007, gold, 790, 70-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 814, 67, 401, 55, for half, 278 per quarter. That's 814, 67, 401, 55, and 278. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Attention, this is an urgent news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, there's a very real chance you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to beat them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. The face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition of the program. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, the Sickle CAI toll-free line for you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits with over 300,000 posts. Lots to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff as well. You'll find it all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. So get interactive, bbs.freetalklive.com. And it is the holiday season. Inevitably, there's going to be someone on your list looking for a cool toy. I recommend...
Probably lots of cool toys.
Yeah, I recommend the Zero Blaster. It's brand new. Wow and amaze your techie friends with the Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings up to 12 feet. They're the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com, as well as a whole bunch of other cool, geeky stuff. Science, kind of says, a lot of it's science-based, as is the Zero Blaster. That is, once again, ZeroToys.com. So, your parents can... You can feel good about giving the Zero Blaster, because not only is it a fun toy... But it's educational at the same time.
Make smoke.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here. We'll go back to David in Montana listening on KGEZ. David, what was on your mind tonight, sir?
First, I'd like to say the two imbecile cowards that tased and shot that poor guy, they'll die. Imbecile cowards.
This is true. Hopefully karma will come back around and bite them real good.
And I think... You and the English dude were right. The Declaration of Independence was written for mankind. It
sure
wasn't
was.
Written for people between the Pacific and Atlantic Ocean. Between
who could
the 45th
believe that anyway?
Parallel,
I mean,
and it was written for mankind, man. And liberty is everybody's business, and it's closed. It's getting closed in from every side, from everywhere. And the Declaration of Independence explains it. Explicitly what must be done.
I think more Americans probably should read the Declaration of Independence, but, you know, who could possibly believe this fantastical idea, this ludicrous, absurd idea, that if you were born within the land boundaries of the country of America,
know what it is,
that somehow
Ian?
You're better than everyone else?
Know what it is, Ian? It's just like when Jesus was telling the corrupt Jewish church that God was for the Gentiles. God was for everybody. Freedom is for everybody. Independence is for everybody. And it's not just for the Jews. And Americans are getting just like them the Pharisees that were pointing the finger at Jesus saying, you're messing up our business. We could sell in the temple. And Jesus says, no, get the heck out of the temple. This is where freedom lives. This is where my Father lives. This is where what is for, that all humanity
cries
for.
I'd say there's a lot of parallels to that, Dave.
Huh?
I'd say you're right. I'd say there's a lot of parallels.
Great
to that.
Call, man.
Oh,
thanks,
man,
as always.
Look into it, man. It's the whole thing. That's what Jesus is all about, man. Freedom and love. And when you talk freedom and love, all the evil bastards get all mad.
They sure
do. And they get all greedy. And they get all selfish. And they get scared. And they start tasing people that are injured because they're scared of freedom. And they're scared of somebody even while he's facing death.
Yeah.
Could tell a cop to say, no, I'm not going to die cowering to you with your machines and your electricity and your power over us with the energy. We'll do it. We'll, even if we got to do it with the blood coming out of our fingers, because people, living people, and free people will conquer anything.
Awesome, Dave. That was great. Thank you for the call. I'm going to give him some applause for that one, because I like it when callers get passionate
about liberty. That's
about whatever they want to talk about. But yeah,
true.
I am partial to the liberty thing. And one more comment on the issue of freedom and how it is really for everybody. You know, I don't think there's a person out there that doesn't want freedom in their own life. I don't think there's a person out there. Maybe there's some like sadistic people that are into being chained up, but they still want the freedom to choose to be chained up. I think that that's pretty universal. But the problem is that many of those same people that want that freedom to live their own lives how they want, they can't possibly imagine their neighbor down the street, maybe the weird neighbor down the street, having that same amount of freedom. And that's where the problem comes in. When everybody tries to control everyone else's life in some minutia or some huge way, that's when the issue comes in.
Yeah, that's how freedom gets eroded little by little, because
right.
People are willing to trade their own freedoms as long as they can control that other weird guy.
You know, you have to understand the catch-22 of freedom is you must grant an equivalent amount of freedom to everyone else as what you want for yourself. And I want total liberty. Now, that doesn't mean you're free to go and destroy people's property or destroy their homes or destroy their person or harm them in any way, because then you're destroying their freedom. At the point at which you destroy someone else's freedom, you've forfeited your own, and you're certainly subject to paying restitution for the values you've destroyed. Anyway, let's continue with your phone calls. Mark?
Before you go on, I got an email here, and we were talking about the Ron Paul campaign, foreigners donating to the Ron Paul campaign. Now, obviously, it's against the law for foreigners to donate to the Ron Paul
directly,
but and you had suggested that they could give it to somebody in the United States who could then donate.
Yeah, that was my suggestion.
That may not be very easy for them to do. I don't know.
You have to know someone in the United States.
I don't know that I recommend such a thing, but they could not donate, but they could purchase time on the Ron Paul blimp at ronpaulblimp.com.
Is that available for foreign people?
Yeah, I would absolutely say so. It's a for-profit business, right? It's just an advertising.
Well, I know that if it's over $250, they do have to report to the FEC.
Well, that would be some place to look.
Certainly is.
And
that only makes
great advertising.
Right.
I'm very happy about the idea of the Ron Paul blimp.
Oh, it's a brilliant idea.
And that's all the Ron Paul campaign is going to do with the money anyway, is hire staff that can administrate advertising for the campaign.
Right. And by the way, the Ron Paul blimp doesn't have anything to do with the Ron Paul campaign. It's completely independent from the Ron Paul campaign. So that's pretty
exciting. Which is another reason why the Ron Paul campaign, which is currently at $11.5 million for this, quarter, it's incredible, actually is significantly higher because all kinds of Ron Paul supporters buy their own stuff. They buy vinyl stickers for the back of their window at ronpaulstuff.com, all kinds of different things they do.
It's the most innovative I think it may be the most innovative campaign in American political history. Really.
Yep.
Because of the decentralized nature of all of the supporters just going to town and doing what they think is best and what is right. I've been watching the Dave Ridley reports at ridleyreport.com about the Operation Live Free or Die activists that have been coming in here, and I'm just amazed that, I mean, we understood the concept, Mark, because we talked to the organizer, Vijay Boypati, former Google engineer, who quit his job to move to New Hampshire to start this Operation Live Free or Die concept, which is bringing hundreds of activists from around the country to New Hampshire in order to, again, get active for the Ron Paul campaign. And it's one thing to see it down on paper and, you know, hear about it and get it, and we get it. But when you actually see the video of these guys going out from house to house, of them essentially living together, complete strangers, it's like reality TV almost, you know, these complete strangers from around the country, the only thing they have in common is they all love the Ron Paul campaign, they want to work for him. They're all living in the same house together, and are several houses now at this point here in New Hampshire, dotted across the state. They're going out on a daily basis, going to 100 houses a day. They went to 50 houses during a snowstorm. I mean, these people are just out of control. In favor of this Ron Paul guy.
It shows how dedicated they are.
It really is just
an
amazing.
And I think that it shows to the people of New Hampshire, and I think that Ron Paul is going to win New Hampshire.
OperationLiveFreeOrDie.com, by the way, is the website if you want to learn more about that. And RidleyReport.com's got the video footage. More on the way here. April is on the line. We'll talk to her and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Daily, we're warned about E. coli, SARS, bird flu, MRSA, and influenza. Dr. Gregory Poland, Director of Vaccine Research at the Mayo Clinic, said it's absolutely positively going to happen. But did you know there is no plan to combat a major outbreak in this country? Introducing the Hazard Decontamination Kit. The Hazard Kit contains a fog applicator, Tyvek protective suit, gloves, mask, and enough concentrate to make 32 gallons of fogging liquid. And it's so easy to use. Doesn't your family and business deserve the insurance of having your own hazard kit? Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your hazard kit today. Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt says any community that doesn't prepare because they think the federal government will be able to rescue them will be tragically disappointed. Only $269 plus shipping and handling. Isn't your family worth it? Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and get your own weapon of mass protection.
The holidays are here, and that means extra food and extra weight gain. Why not make your New Year's resolution to eat healthier? And the easiest and most delicious way to start is with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator makes eating healthy not only easy, but fun. You can use it with your favorite fruits, vegetables, fish and meat. And the Excalibur Dehydrator cuts out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives found in most grocery store foods. You can also use the Excalibur Dehydrator to make your own herbs and spices in the comfort of your own kitchen. It's so easy, your whole family can use it. Oh, and don't forget, the Excalibur Dehydrator makes the perfect Christmas gift. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with delicious, amazingly easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
We're back with Julia Witherspoon, founder of Cops and Kids Reading Centers, as featured on Oprah. She's been teaching kids to read at lightning speed, and she's sharing her secret with us.
It blows my mind how fast these kids are reading. And the thing is, anybody can do this, kids or adults.
Well, don't keep me in suspense. What is this secret?
It's called IQ, and it teaches you to read up to 10 times faster. And what's more amazing, you actually comprehend everything you read.
And am I to understand that anyone can try this for free?
Mm-hmm. You have their phone number right there.
Yep, here it is. Guys, to try this out for free, you got to call 1-800-961-2363.
Every home should have IQ. Every child should have IQ, and every adult.
Get your free demo of IQ right now and discover what Julia already knows. 1-800-961-2363. That's 1-800-961-2363. 1-800-961-2363.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
It's Free Talk Live. It is live Saturday show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look and see what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended product. Go to ftldiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. That's ftldiscount.com.
All right. We go to the phones, to the fun. April in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, April.
Hey, I heard a story from a friend of mine a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to share it with you and the listeners. My friend recently, well, he moved this last year up to Idaho from California, and he was a friend of mine down in California. We lived in Bakersfield, and there in California, he was able to purchase guns, go hunting, and so on and so forth. Apparently, 13 years ago, when he was much younger, in his early 20s, and he was married to another lady, he and his wife got in an argument, and they were yelling at each other. And a neighbor, there was no physical violence, just they were yelling at each other. So a neighbor overheard, called the police, and when the police showed up, there's a law in California which says that in a domestic violence situation,
when the cops show up, somebody has to go to jail.
Yep. So awful.
So he, of course, not wanting his wife to have to go to jail, he went to jail that night, spent the night in jail, and, of course, was released the next day. And even though his wife did not press charges, the district attorney's office pressed charges against him for assault.
Wow.
For domestic abuse. Now, this is what happened. This is what they told him. They said, hey, look, you know, you're 6'2", you weigh 250 pounds, your wife, you know, 5'4", and weighs 100 pounds, it's going to look really bad for you, and they're going to say that she's just covering for you when it goes to trial.
Right.
You would be better off to plead guilty to disturbing the peace.
Hmm.
And he said, if you plead guilty to disturbing the peace, then you won't lose your right to have guns and so on and so forth.
Now, that's a misdemeanor, right?
Right, a misdemeanor. And he said, okay, that sounds good. So that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in California, he did not lose his right to have guns. He moved up here to Idaho, and he went to a gun shop 2 weeks ago, and he went in to buy a gun, and they had a hold on his ability to get a gun. And he thought, oh, well, I know what this is. This is probably that thing with, you know, back in California 13 years ago, we'll get it straightened out. So he made some phone calls, this number that he had to call. And anyway, it turns out that the state of Idaho is denying him the right to have a gun or even to own a gun because they say, quote, that they did a federal check on him in Idaho. And see, in California, they just do a state check. But anyway, according to federal law, anybody even arrested for domestic abuse, even if they're not convicted of it, loses their right to have a gun.
And it that's probably a federal law from before the time that it happened, because it was years ago. You know,
it's madness.
These things are silly. And why shouldn't this guy be able to protect himself? Why shouldn't he be able to hunt? It just doesn't make any sense. Protect
this
his family?
This is the bad part. He can't even go camping with his kids up here because, as you know, there's a lot of grizzly bears and stuff around here that will attack you.
Sure.
And it's like he can't even feel like he can go camping with his kids now because he can't have a gun with him.
He can't go. He can't go out on a boat and go. I mean, in Florida, I know you have to have, the Coast Guard requires you to have a flare gun. A flare gun's a firearm. Amazing.
Yeah, he's so upset about this, and you know, and he's talked to Gun Owners of America,
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to find an attorney. He lives in the Sandpoint area. He's trying to find an attorney to help him on this. And
well, you know, if I were him, April, I'd go and buy a gun anyway and just buy it person to person. Don't go through the legitimate channels. Just find a private seller that's trustworthy and purchase the gun and keep it quiet and, you know, keep it in your home for
the problem
defense.
Is when the circumstance arises that you have to defend yourself.
I'd rather be, what is it, carried by, tried by 12 than carried by 6?
That's correct.
You know, so at that, I mean, if they're not going to let you legally do it, then just do it illegally.
Now, see, he's concerned because he made an attempt to buy a gun, then now maybe they're going to come, like, search his house, and, you know, because he owns guns, he bought a gun right before he left California, and so he's really discouraged because here he moved to Idaho thinking, oh, you know, they're a lot more gun-friendly. From a state like California, which is one of the most gun-unfriendly states, he moves up here, and now he can't even own a gun.
Well, you're saying, though, it's not necessarily Idaho more so than it is the Idaho following the federal government's rules.
Right. And apparently in California, I mean, he bought a gun right before he left California.
Yeah.
And apparently in California, they understand that this conviction that he has is for disturbing the peace, and it's not counted. But when he talked to the federal people and said, look, my conviction was for a misdemeanor disturbing the peace. It wasn't, and they said, well, yeah, but you are arrested for domestic violence. And he said, yeah, but arrested and convicted are two different things.
You
and
know,
they said,
this
not
is,
to us.
This is just another example of how the government is not there to protect and serve. They're not there protecting your individual rights.
It's
they're
just
taking them away.
They just don't want Americans to have guns. Period. So now they're going after a guy who's been arrested and not convicted of domestic violence when their laws, I'm sure, is about a conviction, or should be, because they sure shouldn't be able to punish you for a crime that they have not convicted you of.
Well, the thing about it is, it's really sad about all this, is that his ex-wife and was a real crackhead. He ended up getting custody of their children and in the state of California. And obviously, you only get custody of your kids in a situation like that if you're the good guy.
So he's not even with that woman anymore.
Right, and so because they were yelling at each other, and because a nosy neighbor decided to call the police, he can't defend his children.
So it's just bad laws all around. The bad law in the beginning in California that got him arrested in the first place over nothing, and then the bad federal law that is supposedly protecting us from these criminals, which is absolutely just keeping, as you say, Mark, guns out of their hands. It's disgusting, and yet another argument in my book for abolishing the federal government entirely. We have no use for this just group of thug criminals that is trying to control our lives. At the very least, if we can't get rid of them, we should stop sending those bastards money. April, thank you for the story, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I mean, how you can hear a story like that and then still cut a check to these thugs next year, I don't understand that mentality.
I would admit to you that certainly the federal government has plenty of bad laws, and
damn right they do.
They've overstepped their constitutional bounds largely, but states don't have any better laws in this case. For instance, I moved up to New Hampshire for more freedom. Well, I'm a convicted felon. In New Hampshire, I can't possess anything that would be considered a weapon. Well, I can't use it as a deadly weapon. If I were to protect my family with a hammer, it would be considered a deadly weapon, and I would be guilty of committing a felony. I can't have a knife to protect myself. I can't have a sword. I can have these things as
just another argument to abolish the state governments, Mark. Get rid of them entirely.
You'd get rid of every government everywhere if you could.
You're damn right, because people should interact on a voluntary basis. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you think I'm kidding, I'm not. By the way, let's go across the pond, shall we, to Edinburgh. Edinburgh? This is from the BBC. Naked rambler Stephen Goh has been jailed for 3 months for contempt of court. Why, you ask? Well, the 48-year-old was not in the courtroom to hear the sentence, as he remained in his cell after refusing to put his clothes on. Goh is charged for a contempt charge, which dated back to December 2005. Sentence had been delayed after his lawyers challenged 4 separate contempt findings. Appeal court judges rejected his appeal earlier this month. Goh had claimed that to appear in court naked did not amount to contempt. After all, he was born that way. His counsel said Goh...
Well, that's a good point.
And his counsel said Goh believed that to be naked in public was a fundamental freedom, and that nakedness was an aspect of his personal autonomy. Would love to hear how you feel about this. Should this man be kept in a jail cell because he doesn't want to have clothes on in court? Is that what you want to pay your tax money for, to keep a naked man in prison on contempt charges? 800-259-9231. Oh, and don't tell me you don't think this would happen here in America. Don't tell me that for one moment, because it's just as bad here. We'll tell you more about this in a moment. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products, toys as low as $6.95, tantalizing lingerie, and over 350 movies, starting at just $4.95. You'll find all the biggest stars like Jenna Jameson, Carmen Luvana, and even Tara Patrick. Imagine all those sensual ideas right at your fingertips. AdamEve.com's 10 million customers swear by our product quality, fast and discreet shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee. Check out AdamEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type TALK for the offer code upon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, we'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code TALK at AdamEve.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is available for you at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then if you have some shopping to do, I recommend you start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com, the world's largest internet retailer. You know Amazon. You probably ordered something from them before. But now, the next time you go, start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. If you do, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Buy in any one of their 41 categories. Buy new, buy used even. Free Talk Live gets a cut if you start at Amazon.freetalklive.com. The New Hampshire primary is the first true open primary in the nation. National media will be swarming to cover it. The 2008 New Hampshire Liberty Forum will finish just 2 days before the polls open. Dr. Ron Paul will be the closing speaker. The majority of New Hampshire residents are undeclared and undecided. The most important presidential election in living memory hangs in the balance. Mm. Where will you be? Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, because we hope you'll be at the Liberty Forum. That's where we're going to be. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We'll be broadcasting live and have all kinds of libertarian luminaries to talk to, as we did last year. And, of course, if you're there, you'll get to meet them in person. Great people like Jim Babka, Kane from the WWE, Glenn Jacobs is going to be there. Just a huge amount of people. I don't have the list in front of me right now. I know Carla Howell. Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar Show. Sharon Harris from the Advocates for Self-Government. Law Enforcement Against Prohibition is going to be in attendance. Barry Cooper from Never Get Busted. Just a huge amount of great people attending this event, not to mention the hundreds of attendees that are just fantastic activists, liberty-oriented people that you're going to want to spend time with. So once again, that's the Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. We go to the phones, to the fun. Lou in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Lou.
Listen, before I get to the point that I want to bring up, Ian, you said you were arrested. You have a felony. What is
no,
that in?
No,
is
I've
that
never, I've arrest? Never been arrested. That's Mark.
Mark.
Oh, Mark. What is that? A drug arrest?
Nope. It was a murder conviction.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The point I wanted to make is the girl called up before from Idaho, And he said she was originally from California. Now, I've been up to the Northwest a couple of times, and I've noticed a lot of Californians are migrating up there to, like, Washington, Oregon, Idaho area. And I'm asking you, why do you think so many people would leave such beautiful weather to go up to the Northwest?
Because of the socialism,
high taxes.
You don't think it has anything to do with the Mexican influx into
Southern
California?
I'm sure there's
California?
Some racists.
I'm sure there's some of that, too. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's a very big point. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because if you'll notice, Ron Paul is very smart. He's very libertarian, but on the issue of the Mexican invasion into America, he's totally against open borders.
No, he's not.
Oh, yes, he is.
No, well, you haven't listened to him very closely.
So you're saying he's for open borders?
No, that's not what I'm saying either.
So what are you saying?
Well, from what I can tell, Ron Paul panders a little bit on that issue, so
well,
he can
excuse
get...
Excuse me, panders only on the point that you disagree with, or he panders all the time?
Well, we've interviewed him. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can download his interview where we ask him very specific questions about immigration. The fact is, Ron Paul understands that immigration is only a distraction. The issue of illegal immigration is only a distraction from the real issue, which is the dismal economy in this country. And he points out that if we had a freer economy and drastically less government and all of these insane governmental rules and regulations, then we'd want more immigrants coming here. He's made that very clear.
Now, Lou, you live in near Miami. The influx of Cubans in Miami didn't deter you from moving down there, right?
Well, you'll notice this: the original Cubans that came up were very good people. The people that came up in the 50s and the 60s.
Sure, they were run out by Castro.
But when you started getting the Marielito boat lift, I mean, these were the worst of the worst. These were like hardcore criminals.
Right, they were emptying their prisons and their insane asylums.
Jimmy Carter allowed to come into the country. So I'm going to make a distinction. I'm going to say that there are certain immigrants that are good people, and we want them in the country. And there are certain people that come into the country that we don't want in the country. Now, can't you make that distinction?
I absolutely would make that distinction, Lou. I am completely on board with you on that.
No, but there are certain people, certain terms I've heard you say that you won't allow anyone into the country.
Oh, I don't allow anyone into the country. I would just say that the kind of people that I wouldn't want in the country are the kind of people who would come over here and freeload off of our welfare system, use our education system, and those kind of things. And I would say that the problem is with our welfare system and our education system, not with our immigration policy.
Yeah, but if we have no borders, if we have open borders, who's going to stop the invasion?
What is invasion?
Invasion will happen. Guys with helmets and guns come across the border. That's not happening. This is not an invasion. This is immigration.
It's no more an invasion than when the Poles came over and when, you know,
right.
Japanese
you remember,
folks came
Do you remember the signs, keep the Irish, you know, dogs and Irish keep off the grass?
Well, I know my history, definitely.
Sure. This is nothing different. This is just the people that are here saying the new people aren't allowed.
Listen, but after a couple of generations, I think the Irish came over speaking English, and they actually improved their English when they were here.
Guess what happens with Hispanic immigrants?
Right.
The same
by the third generation, most of them can't even speak Spanish.
No. In fact, go to L.A., and see what's going on down there.
I will tell you that there certainly are some metros where people collect where, you know, it goes on. You can go to Calle Ocho in Miami, and you can find people that were born in this country that cannot speak English. So, statistically, the fact is, like 94%, in the 90 percentile, of people in the third generation cannot even speak their mother language.
You know,
speak German, Lou.
Right. You may not want this to be an issue in the upcoming election. But
it is.
I hate to tell you, but this is a big issue,
Lou,
down here in Florida.
I know it's a big issue. It's even bigger issue in border states like Texas, Arizona,
that's
New Mexico,
right.
California, all of which we are broadcast in. And I know that my issue is fringe, Lou, that my opinion is not that of the majority of Americans.
That doesn't mean
I only make it. Remember, there was a period in time when people, you know, just a few people believed the world was round, Lou.
you know, it sounds nice, but I'm telling you, this is a big issue.
It is.
People on the libertarian right are making a big mistake.
I don't know what the libertarian right is, Lou. Yeah. I'm not sure what that means.
Libertarians are top, not right.
No, well, I think it's right wing.
Okay.
Well, sorry, you're wrong. Libertarians come from all over the political spectrum.
Right. Some are former Democrats, some are former Republicans,
some are
never
Green Party members. Yeah, I mean, the libertarians are people that are absolutely disaffected by the current system, and
they just believe in liberty. That's all.
All right, so just getting back to Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
his issue. He's a strong border enforcement man.
He does talk about bringing people down onto the border. That much is true.
He would never be elected in Texas if he was for open borders.
Yep, that's true.
And this is true, and that's the it's one of the two issues that I am not exactly in favor of Ron Paul on. But that's not going to stop me.
I've got three, but still, I'm going to vote for him because I think that he's.
What's your third?
I don't exactly agree with his abortion stance either.
That was my second. What's the third?
Let's see. It's immigration, abortion, and
gosh,
Well, think about it.
I had one more.
You can get back
sorry.
To me on that, because I'm curious.
But I agree with him on most things, yeah. and that's good enough for
so,
me.
So, Lou, you going to vote for Ron Paul?
Oh, definitely not.
Well,
why not?
Who are you going to vote for?
Who are you going to vote for?
I like Tom Tancredo.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, man. Look,
you know Tancredo doesn't have a shot, right? Like, Ron Paul,
matter.
People tell me
it
Ron Paul doesn't
like
have a shot.
Ron Paul doesn't have a shot, but I'm going to vote my conscience.
That's good, Lou, and that's what you should do, you fascist. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You see that Tom Tancredo ad where they suggest that if you don't vote for Tom Tancredo, everyone's going to die?
Well, I don't even pay attention to
it. It's sort of like the old Nuke ad from the 1970s. What was that, Goldwater or Nixon or whatever? Who put that ad? I remember that one with a nuclear explosion at the end of it. It was just outrageous. It's that same level of outrage.
To me, that the Tancredo stuff is just it's just bigoted fear mongering.
You know what we should do? We should recap.
That's how I see it.
We need to recap the pro-liberty position on immigration here. Because Ron Paul, he's pro-liberty almost every single issue, every single time. Immigration, he's a little weak on, but he's doing it, in my opinion, because maybe he doesn't understand the issue, or maybe he's just pandering. I don't know what the real story is.
But he's a constitutionalist to a great deal. And I believe that the federal government constitutionally does have the power to protect the borders.
Well, I think that Ron Paul would probably support paring down the size of the immigration bureaucracies.
Sure.
Instead of increasing the rules and increasing the regulations and increasing the difficulty, because he has commented in favor of immigration. He does understand that if we don't have all these government handouts, the government welfare programs and government education, which is a welfare program, all these government handouts and guarantees, that if we didn't have all of that, then we'd get the best kind of immigrants. We'd get the kind that were coming here to make a better life for themselves. And isn't that what we want? Well, I think so.
That's what I want for my immigrants.
So that's what we need. We need a politician, or we need, I don't think we need politicians, but if we're going to have them, we should have one that is in favor of liberty, getting back to freedom, drastically reducing the size of the government. That way we can bring people in here, and it would be no big deal. It wouldn't be an issue.
Right. What difference would it make if there were immigrants in here if we didn't have to pay for their welfare
and
schooling and all that other stuff?
Right. If they're making their own way, what's your objection?
Yep.
Hour 3's on the way. If you have an objection, dial on in. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is your show. And I don't think we finished talking about the Naked Rambler. We got to finish talking about him coming up in Hour 3. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.